Welcome back to our Bonusa pregame show. Kelly Schultz, along with the brand new head coach of the University of Minnesota Duluth Bulldogs, Maura Kroll. And coach, when you moved from out east to Minnesota, what's been kind of the biggest challenge? Is there any adjustment that you've had to make with like the weather or anything yet?
Well, the weather's been fantastic. That's the funny part. I kept hearing about how bad the weather was out here, but I haven't hit the winter yet, so we'll see. But Boston was buried in more snow, I think, than Minnesota last year, so I'm good with the snow. I think, the other thing is I'm in the rink or in my office most of the time, so that could be anywhere in America. And aside from that, the people in Minnesota are just a little bit friendlier than some Bostonians that you run into, whether... You know, you're at a traffic light and somebody's waving you on, even though they have a green light, or a little bit more patient overall, I would say. Those are the biggest differences that I've found.
How has the transition from Harvard hockey to Bulldog hockey been for you so far?
It's been awesome. It's Division I hockey. They're all elite athletes. You know, obviously Harvard is in the Ivy League, but these kids care just as much about academics as those guys. And, you know, I love the Bulldog hockey identity that these players bring. You know, they have a fantastic work ethic and they love to come to the rink every day. So as a coach, it's been fantastic and really fun to work with these guys.
How would you describe your coaching style?
I would say I have a pretty energetic personality, so when I get on the ice, I want to have fun too. We're going to work hard. We're going to get everything done that we need to get done, but it's going to be positive. It's going to be upbeat. There's going to be tapping of the sticks and banging on the boards and a little cheering. I get excited when my team scores goals at practice or when a goalie makes a big save. You know, I like to have fun out there while getting work done. I like to pay attention to the little things in the game. I think, you know, little things lead to big things, and that's the way we've kind of approached this whole season, is just building blocks and getting better every day, and that's our focus. You know, I think I'm a pretty good communicator. I like to talk to my players off the ice, get to know what motivates them, talk about their families, their pets, classes, life goals, and I think by doing that, you know, you obviously get more out of your players when you know them on a personal level, too.
How long did it take your team, or have they bought into your system yet?
Yeah, you know, they bought in right away. When I got here last spring, I was fortunate enough to get here before they all left for the summer, and I sat down with them and individually got to know what they wanted out of their futures and the next season in particular. And, you know, everybody just wanted to start fresh and focus on hockey and get going. So I think they were very excited just to drop the puck and play hockey. You know, they had a lot of stuff to deal with here, and I think they're just enjoying the breath of fresh air and focusing on becoming a better team every day. They like it, and I didn't really feel like I had to sell anything to them. I'm a pretty genuine person, and I think they've gravitated towards that. And, you know, at the end of the day, they want to be the best hockey team that they can be, so they'll do whatever it takes to do that.
Well, not only did you come to the University of Minnesota Duluth as a new head coach, but you also brought new staff. Tell us about your assistants.
Sure. Laura Bellamy was a goaltender at Harvard. I coached her sophomore year through senior years, and then she worked alongside me for 2 years there. So bringing her on board was a great pickup, my first big recruit. I was pretty happy to have her, with that goaltending experience, playing at the highest level in some pretty critical games for the Crimson, and being able to bring that experience and expertise here is great. She's been working with the defensemen and goalies here and at Harvard, so I think they're very fortunate to be able to work with her. And obviously she's from Duluth, so she's a local favorite, and you know, that's been great just to connect with the community a little bit more and get to know the area better just by having her on staff. So that's great. And Sammy Reber, she was a forward at Harvard, just finished her four-year career. Last time she suited up was in the national championship. So she's coaching our forwards, and I think her experience as a player and a captain last year for one of the best teams in the country is just invaluable. And being able to bring that sort of hands-on, fresh approach to these guys day in and day out has been awesome.
Well, I know your team has been on the road since the beginning of the season. This weekend, it'll be games 5 and 6 on the road. There's got to be some positives that you've taken from being on the road, obviously getting to know your players a little bit better, but it's been kind of a grind, hasn't it?
Yeah, the first two flights were, different because on the East Coast, we don't fly a whole lot unless you're going to the NCAA tournament. So that was different for me, but not so much for the players. But, like you said, you get to bond a little tighter and you get to learn about the personalities on your team and have some fun with that while you're away. But for sure, we are excited to be staying in the state of Minnesota this weekend. It almost feels like a home game because, we don't have to head to the airport again. So, I think a lot of positives out of the weekend on the road, especially going to BC and although we didn't get the W's that we would have liked, we learned a lot and played really well. And I think we take that confidence into, our opening WCHA weekend.
What do you expect to see out of Bemidji State? I know people here remember the last series against the Bulldogs this past spring. You weren't part of that, but your players are obviously looking for a little revenge, aren't they?
Yeah, I'm sure they have a little chip on their shoulders, although, we've been talking a lot about just this season and what's in front of you and focusing on the present in the future. But I know, Bemidji's a fantastic team. Coach Scanlon and staff have done a tremendous job, especially over the past few years. Another top 10 ranked team on the schedule. It's going to be difficult. It's their home opener WCHA weekend. So the emotions will be high on both sides. So I expect it to be a difficult and fun series.
Well, Coach, awesome. I appreciate your time. Thanks so much, and we'll see you here this weekend. Have a safe trip.
Okay, thank you very much.